Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pamby's, purely delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibby of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host, on a special program. I hope you consider it to be that, the Teachable Moments in Business. So where do business people go to get the most up-to-date information and the ideas they can use to meet their everyday challenges? Where can they learn trustworthy, real-world, doable strategies and action plans you just don't find anywhere else? Well, it's right here on Teachable Moments in Business. So as your host, I have many years of experience in business. In fact, I've had my own business for 40 years, and you can imagine I've observed and participated in many business endeavors and have taken notes. And so this program is really born out of the interest and the passion that I have for identifying matters that and discussing those matters which will help business owners to be more effective in their business. You'll hear more of the programs in our archives if you go on to the website, and you can download the programs and listen to them. In fact, 2 weeks ago, I gave you an overview of the topics of each of those programs. So today is Thursday, September 22nd. So 2 weeks ago, I did give you a list of all of the guests and the topics that we discussed. The point here is that business is changing at a very rapid pace today, and you have to keep up. All of us should consider ourselves to be lifelong learners, and there's an awful lot that you can learn both from this program as well as from talking to other folks. I teach classes at Raritan Valley Community College for the Small Business Development Center, and there is so much value to be gained. In particular, the classes that I teach are on marketing, business plans, selling skills. I teach a class on trade show and event marketing, also one on guerrilla marketing and clever guerrilla marketing concepts, which is guerrilla marketing is grounded in using your time, energy, and imagination to be findable without having to spend a bundle of money. So please take advantage of these programs. Talk to people. Go to networking events. There's an awful lot out there. If you go on to meetup.com, you'll see many organizations that offer programs where they bring speakers in talking on different business matters. And, of course, I'm especially partial to the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, which has a lot of programs throughout the year. And if you go onto their website, you'll see a calendar of all the events that are taking place. Please take advantage of them. I also belong to several women's networking groups. One is called BW Nice. One is called BIG. That's another one. They bring in great speakers. I also belong to the Gateway Chamber of Commerce, which is based in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Gateway's unusual. They manage about, I think it's 10 or 11 small chamber groups, of which I'm a member of one of them, which is the Somerset Hills Business Network. In fact, their meeting is tomorrow morning on the 23rd of September, and it will be held at Fiddler's Elbow Country Club in Bedminster. The meeting starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, and if you're a newcomer to the organization, to the meetings that are being held by this organization, you can pay the member rate, which I believe is $10. After that is $25 unless you join the group. But they have promised to have a really good speaker tomorrow. So perhaps if you're there, I'll have an opportunity to see you. So we're going to go on to some messages from our sponsors, and we'll hear some weather, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to be talking about being a winning business owner, and also the possibility or the need to reinvent oneself.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business, and we're taking a break here to take a look at the weather forecast. When I drove in here this afternoon, the weather is really nice. It's sunny out, and it's a beautiful day, and probably not especially seasonal. It probably would have been colder in other years. But according to the forecast that we're looking at right now, it's sunny with a high near 87 today with a slight wind about 6 miles per hour. Tonight we're looking at the weather being mostly clear with a low of about 53. It's going to be a very calm wind. Now tomorrow, mostly sunny once again with a high near 85. And there will not be very little wind, 5 to 7 miles per hour. Now Friday night, a slight chance of showers, after midnight. So be outside if you can during the day. It'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 58 degrees. And light and variable winds may be coming from the north at about 6 miles per hour. And there is a chance of rain about 20%. We haven't had any rain, I think, for a couple of days. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 73. I'll come back with an extended weather forecast in a little bit. And but get ready to enjoy your Friday and Saturday.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to Vicki Lynn Morgan, Teachable Moments in Business. And as I mentioned, we were going to talk about ways to be successful in your business and the possibility of having to reinvent oneself with the changes of an industry. But to win in business today, it's really no longer sufficient to be faster or better than what you're already doing. The most successful companies have become adept at navigating change. Effective leaders create companies where every employee has clarity about where they are going and why. In fact, some people will write a vision and a mission into their business plans. In fact, some businesses don't have business plans, which probably is a mistake. But a vision is what you foresee the business doing, you know, based on your plans and your aspirations, whereas the mission is carrying out that vision. And there are some companies that will actually post the mission so that the employees can see what it is that they're there to be doing. But whatever the case is, it's important to drive clarity and to create an effective strategic navigation plan, which helps to create a powerful vision for the future success of the company. Bold leaders today are willing to disrupt their companies even when it's unpopular. They do it not for the sake of disruption, but because they see what is possible when others do not. So today you have to be passionate, you have to be visionary in order to be successful. So I came across an article that I thought you might be interested in learning. And it's an article that I read about the need to be successful based on teachings from Muhammad Ali. So I'm going to share this with you because I think it's very interesting. So the article was written by a Jeff Blades, and what he says is that so often in life, winning is about doing away with a competition, but few know this reality better than the late Muhammad Ali. His actions provide some useful lessons to anyone who wants to win. So here are some of the six most important points that he made throughout his career. He, first of all, he said, it was stated that Ali didn't just train his body. Although that was clearly important, he did much more. He trained his mind. Indeed, that is often the only difference between a winner and a runner-up. The person with a mind training always has an advantage over one who doesn't. It's something that many people in business simply don't recognize. Technical skills or analyzing companies can go only just so far. What distinguishes the truly successful is mental toughness and the ways in which they use their minds to win. Use your environment. It's not hard to see that someone training in the boxing gym from an early age will quickly develop mental strength. The regimen involves getting him hit repeatedly by an opponent, yet still coming back for more. That takes mental strength, something conditioned in Ali by his environment. So consider your job and ask yourself, how can you use the stresses of your environment to build mental toughness? Got a tough boss? Use him or her to harden you up. Face a lot of job stress? Take time each night after you get home to mentally prepare to deal with the obstacles you think you will face tomorrow. And I think I have to share with you as a sidebar, being the only woman to have, and I launched the first manufacturer's rep agency in the pet supply industry back in 1976. I was the only woman there. I had a tough time working in that world, but, you know, I really didn't let it bother me. I just kept going. There were times that it was tough, but don't let it get to you. So see yourself as invincible. Allie said, for example, "I am the greatest." We all recall him saying that. "I said that even before I knew I was," he said. Is this the reason he is still lauded as the best ever fighter? Allie trained himself to believe that winning was inevitable, a foregone conclusion. There's nothing harder to defeat than a person who believes they are invincible. When your opponent doesn't think they can win, but just knows it, then they will just keep going until the job is done. That was Allie. What would you do if you just knew you were going to succeed? That success was inevitable, probably a lot more than most others. And that also applies to the act of selling. If you believe that you're not going to make the sale, you won't. So you have to really assume the sale, and that has to be your mindset. Another point that he made was to exploit your opponent's weak minds. Better than just going in knowing he'd win, Allie also waged psychological warfare on his opponents. He'd tell them again and again how he was going to destroy them in the ring. His combined exuberance and eloquence was sure to raise nagging doubts in the mind of an opponent. That wasn't just showmanship on Allie's part. It was part of the strategy. Or put more simply, those boasts were an artillery barrage on the psyche of his opponents before he'd even stepped into the ring. By the time he arrived, the softening up job was already half done. So I'm not advocating that you taunt your colleagues or competitors, but do consider how you can use your superior mental strength to exploit their situations to your advantage. Also, use your opponent's strength against them. Allie wasn't the largest heavyweight boxer in the field. He faced men who were much bigger and stronger than he was. So what did he do? He used their strength against them. Against George Foreman, Allie simply allowed Foreman to keep swinging and wear himself out. That meant Allie had to take a few hits to the body, but when the exhaustion slowed Foreman down to a crawl, Allie finished him off. Again, I'm not suggesting that you let your opponents keep swinging at you without fighting back, but consider how this idea applies to negotiations, for example. Fatigue your opponent, throw up roadblocks, find ways to wear them down, and get what you want. I'm going to give you one more tip, but we're going to take a break at this moment, and I'll be back.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan speaking. We were just talking about Muhammad Ali and the tips that he has provided that made him successful. So I've offered you five of his tips. Here's the sixth and final one. Have the will to see it through. Ali's inner strength allowed him to take on the United States Draft Board and refuse to fight in Vietnam. Interesting. Others dodged the draft or fled. He did not. He simply came out and took whatever was coming at him, and he stayed true to himself and his beliefs. He paid a price for that, but I don't think he ever doubted that what he was doing was right. Ali said, champions aren't made in gyms. Champions are made from something they have deep inside of them, a desire, a dream, a vision. They have to have the skill and the will, but the will must be stronger than the skill. So to build mental strength takes time, effort, and most of all, will. You can't expect to hit the gym once and build a rock-solid body, and you can't expect to think tough once a year and build mental strength. Make mental toughness not something you do, but a part of who you are. So you have to really live and live the part, walk the talk. And those are your tips from Muhammad Ali, who and his tips were summarized here by Jeff Blades, who is an author. And he wrote a new book, entitled The Trump Presidential Playbook. And he's an advisor to CEOs. So you can find out more from him from his website, which is Jeff, G-E-O-F-F, Blades, B-L-A-D-E-S, .com. So I wanted to give him credit for something that he indeed has written. So let's take a look at some other thoughts. I have an article here about the road to reinvention. And the subtitle is How to Get Unstuck and Find Your Way Forward. So we live in a time of brutal competition. We all know that. In fact, nobody needs to do business with any of us. Fickle consumer trends, friction-free markets, and political unrest threaten the existence of many organizations. Nearly every industry is in the midst of massive upheaval, with the old stalwarts falling quickly to the new breed of innovators. And you know, counsel and mentor business owners, especially if those who've been around for a while, they have to be really concerned because they're so vulnerable to the newer millennial types coming into the marketplace. Nobody's is free of the competition. In fact, unless you have something that's totally innovative and proprietary in terms of business or services, chances are somebody's out there who's going to try to steal your customers. So dizzying speed, exponential complexity, and mind-numbing technology advances exacerbate the challenges we face as leaders. With economic threats like these racing toward you, how do you react? How do you stand frozen in place with fear and anxiety? Or do you leap into action, finding a new and better way forward? Renegade leaders choose to upset the status quo long before there's a need to do so. So instead of losing ground, these innovators are accomplishing dramatic growth and spurring tremendous economic gain. Companies, communities, and individuals fall for many reasons, but one of the most common and easily avoidable is the failure to reinvent. Those who feel the most secure in the status quo are in fact the most vulnerable. Many organizations, once great, wither and die as a direct result of their deep entrenchment in the past. They discover too late that success isn't about cracking the code once and then enjoying the spoils forever. Instead, it's a moving target that we have to hit again and again. The disruption of ongoing innovation eventually topples any organization that fails to keep moving to reinvent. The good news about reinvention is that you don't need magic, genius, good looks, or vaults of cash to transform your organization or career. Instead, the required elements are open-mindedness, courage, and imagination. So unleashing your imagination is no longer optional and, in fact, will become the lifeblood of your success. It's time to embrace your role as Chief Disruption Officer, no matter where you sit in the organizational chart. In fact, your company and your career depend on it. So I wanted to share with you eight core principles that you may wish to consider as you ponder your positioning in the marketplace. If you see yourself getting behind, if you see the competition coming up behind you, and you got to be on the alert. You got to keep your eyes and ears open. You got to pay attention. Attend trade association meetings, read trade publications, talk to people in your industry. Just really, you cannot be an island. You have to be out there and participating. You have to immerse yourself in your business and your industry 24/7. So I'm sharing with you here 8 core principles that you will consider. Number one would be to let go of the past. The past is a great teacher, but it's a horrible master. Living in the clutches of the past can shackle your imagination and relegate you to thinking small. Imagine carrying around a backpack full of rocks, each representing some past injustice or setback. You'll never be able to play your best game unless you release the burden of the past and liberate yourself from its heavy load. And I have to tell you, as a sidebar, in the pet industry, I quite honestly and openly faced some serious difficulties back in the late 80s and into the early 90s because I wasn't a good old boy. If I had let that get me down, it could have ruined me and my business. And it happened to be at a time that my husband joined my business as my partner, so I couldn't let it fail. So I moved along, and things went well. The second tip here is to encourage courage. You'll never instill the spirit of reinvention in your team by making people afraid to express their ideas. Instead, encourage the people you work with to be bold and confident in their ability to innovate and courageous in their vision. Your whole organization will benefit from their bravery. Here's another important point. Embrace failure. Every bullseye is the result of 100 misses, the old saying goes. Yet we harshly condemn setbacks or any signal that doesn't indicate immediate success. Failure, in fact, is an essential part of the discovery process. As a leader, it's critical that you teach your team to consider mistakes and missteps a natural part of the pathway toward reinvention. I say that I often I coach new business owners, and I'll say, you know, if this business doesn't work, you're going to learn a lot in the process. Pick yourself up and keep on going, because the knowledge will be invaluable in the next avenue that they pursue. Number four is do the opposite. Throughout time, some of the biggest breakthroughs have come from innovators implementing a contrarian approach. Leaders who have experienced the pinnacles of success have dared to zig while everyone else zags. Do the opposite. Upending expectations, pushing through boundaries, running toward the thing everyone else is running from is critical to stand out from the crowd. You just can't be like everybody else. If you're like everybody else in terms of looking the same, offering the same products and services, pricing the same, who needs you? Your target audience will pursue and do business with the people with whom they have a comfort level. So you do have to differentiate and dominate in some way that makes you special. So number five is to imagine the possibilities. Disruptive thinking takes a certain amount of faith. You have to be willing to explore the unknown and imagine outcomes you've never experienced before. The human brain is hardwired for imagination. In fact, our ability to project possibilities is part of our survival system. From our understanding of the workings of the universe to our knowledge of the microbes on our skin, almost every human advancement began as someone's wild dream. If we waited to see it first, we'd never have civil rights, advanced manufacturing, life-saving medical treatments, or wireless internet for that matter. Reinvention is born in the imagination. We have to unshackle ourselves from the bland realities of the present in order to imagine and then create a profoundly different future. Number six, put yourself out of business. Oh, that's a daring statement. The best leaders today realize that their job is to put their own companies out of business. They know that ongoing, far-reaching reinvention from products and services to production and technology is a mandatory is mandatory for survival. Top-tier companies constantly examine their offerings and the way they do business to find new approaches with greater impact. They are obsessed with finding a better way to do their work and are on a relentless hunt for outdated systems, processes, communication, and frameworks. Sometimes this philosophy yields a series of strong, incremental improvements that collectively move the needle. At other times, the gains from this approach are transformational. I have to say, as a sidebar, I just spent 3 days in Connecticut at the Mohegan Sun Casino, where I attended a business event. I don't gamble. I go to business events sometimes at casinos. And I heard a presentation given on behalf of the host for this for this event. The host was a distribution company in the pet industry. They have partnered with a company called Handshake. And Handshake has enabled the retail stores that buy from the distributor who is hosting the event to actually order online and order on their smartphones the merchandise that they need for their stores. And I saw a demonstration for it. I frankly don't know any other distributors that use that system, and there may be, but it was extremely sophisticated, and it was a no-brainer for the retail stores to be able to purchase inventory to keep their shelves stocked. After all, in retail, as well as all other businesses, if you don't have products and services to sell, you won't have customers, and you won't be putting food on the table. So that's a little tip for you. You might want to look up the name of the company was called Handshake, and it was a wonderful system where people can go on smartphones and on their computers and look at the items that they want to buy, see all the details of SKU numbers and pricing, and they can immediately place orders. So, well, in a way, it eliminates the need for a field salesperson. I don't know whether that's a good thing or not, but although people do business with people, the salespeople could still go out and talk to their customers to make sure that they're being introduced to items that perhaps the stores didn't realize the distributor had in stock. So that's my little story for the pet industry. I have two more tips to give you, but I'm going to take a break, and then we'll come back in a little bit, and I'll give you two final tips on the road to innovation and reinvention.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
He bought a number of things basically in his own name over eBay, including ball bearings and other items. I think we have gotten a lot better at making sure there are tripwires when people are buying things that might be suspect. So it's a concern people have, but there are limitations to that when people are buying things that are not inherently unlawful or explosive.
U.S. Attorney Pribhara speaking about the items that were bought by Ahmad Khan Rahami, the Islamic terrorist who placed bombs in New York. He says law enforcement cannot really flag items that are used by ordinary people in everyday activities just because bombers use them in their weapons. The White House dancing around the issues of riots in Charlotte, North Carolina over false narrative about a police shooting. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said there's real issues.
There are legitimate concerns about inequities in our criminal justice system, and those are difficult questions that must be confronted. They cannot be ignored.
USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
You're listening to Vicki Lynn Morgan. This is Teachable Moments in Business. I'm the owner of Rushmore Mentoring Group, which is actually a DBA from Califon Connection LLC. And in case you're curious, my pet industry business, which is called Animal Brands, was founded 40 years ago. And Animal Brands has represented about 100 pet product manufacturers. And we sell our products to distributors who sell to retail stores. So if anyone in the audience is in a three- or two-tier industry and needs some tips, you can certainly contact me at teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com, and those might be some topics we can talk about on this program. Our third business is called Rushmore Marine, and that's a business that sells connected dock modular floating dock systems. So you might be interested in learning more about floating docks in the event that you have a waterfront property. So those are a couple little tips to share with you. We have here the extended weather for today, and I just wanted to mention to you that right now it's sunny with a high of 87, and then tomorrow the weather will be probably about 85 degrees, it looks like, on the weather report. And then there may be a chance of showers on Friday night. On Saturday, we're looking at the weather being mostly sunny with a high near 73, so that sounds pretty good. And Saturday night, the temperature is going to go down to perhaps about 44 degrees. Again, sunny on Sunday with a high near 68, and Sunday night with a low of 46. Monday, again, so we're having a lot of sunny weather here. So Monday will be sunny with a high near 67. Monday night, the temperature will go down to about 51. And Tuesday, again, will be sunny. So we've got some beautiful weather here. The only time that there was a chance of showers would be tomorrow, which is Friday. So enjoy your extended your weekend and time into next week. That looks pretty good. So we were talking about the road to reinvention, because businesses just cannot stay where they are. They have to constantly keep up with the competition. Actually, what I call one of the tips that I suggest you consider is think in terms of looking around corners. In other words, instead of waiting till you get to that intersection where you are hit broadside by some new changes in business that will force you to reevaluate your positioning, you may want to think ahead. So in other words, peek around those corners, see what's happening. Who's your target audience? What's important to that audience? Are there changes that you have to make in order to meet their specific needs? Because as a business, your job is to solve problems. If you don't know what their problems are, you could obviously get behind. So two more tips on the road to reinvention include reject limits and also aim beyond. So in terms of reject the limits, the world is filled with naysayers, but if we accept the limits of their no-can-do thinking, progress as a society really stops. So nearly every advance in civilization was met with ice-cold reception. Thankfully, the best leaders have the courage to advance their causes despite the critics. And number eight is aim beyond. Whether you are launching a product, opening a fashion boutique, seeking a job, or rebuilding a broken community, your focal point must be ahead of you. You need to move forward, anticipating trends and changes in the competitive landscape. A solution that is spot on is in the near term can completely miss when it's time to go live, so even if it's only a few months away. So it's your choice. Proactive reinvention is a route that leads to success in all areas of life. If you firmly commit to embracing it, you're the only one who can make that choice. This is your time to slide over into the driver's seat and speed toward the enormous opportunities that lie ahead. Despite the obstacles, real both and perceived, that may be holding you back, it's time to shed your barriers in the same way a snake sheds its skin. So the decision is yours. Disrupt or be disrupted. So there you have it, the road to reinvention and some tips. I wanted to mention to you that you can exercise your reinvention and your innovation by taking advantage of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Business Home and Home Expo plus Restaurant and Showcase, which will be held in November on the 10th. It's a Thursday, I think. So it is a Thursday. In fact, I think I'll be broadcasting from that show on that day. So if you want to be interviewed, let me know. But the event runs from 2 to 7 p.m., and toward the latter hours, the food services, I know their ShopRite is there, and quite a few restaurants in the Flemington area will have booths, and you actually have a chance to taste their food. And I'll tell you, it's a great experience. So I encourage you to go. The event will be held, again, as it was last year, at 100 and Central High School, just off of Route 31. So you'd be missing the boat if you don't go. So there was an article in one of the chamber publications about the top 10 reasons to be at the expo. Number one, make meaningful connections face-to-face that you can't make through email or over the phone. And by the way, that goes for the exhibitors as well as those who are walking the show floor. Because you should go because your competitors will be there. So you got to stand out. You got to know who they are, observe them, and keep track of them. Find out, and especially look for the weaknesses of your competition, because those are areas where you do have to excel. It's also the place to be because your customers will be there. And you will meet people there who could be potential customers for your business that you would never meet anyplace else. It happens to be Hunterdon County's largest and longest-running trade show. So there's another reason to go. Take advantage of the exposure that the chamber gets and the attraction that they achieve at this event. Another reason is to be in the company of the most established and successful businesses in the county. You know, bend their ear a little bit. Find out, observe them. Find out what has made them successful. Another reason to go would be you can retain your current customers while meeting the new potential ones. You can also promote awareness and reinforce the value proposition for your business and organization. So what is it that makes your company stand out? What benefits do your clients gain from doing business with you? Also, you want to go to learn the latest innovations in technology for business. And there are a number of companies there that will have exhibits and equipment to show you, to give you, resources for running your own business. You can certainly taste a wide variety of great food from all across the county, all in one place. And you know what? You'll have fun. That's number 10 reason why you should be going to that event. Now, the show that I went to up at Mohegan Sun this week offered quite a bit of insight into the competition, into the industry. There were speakers who talked on different business topics. There were opportunities to network with people. You have to get out. You can't sit behind your desk and assume that something's going to happen. So I do encourage you to be very proactive in your business and to go to the networking events that are held in your respective areas. It's very much important for your business. So I'm going to take a break, and we're going to hear from a few more of our supporting advertisers, and I'll come back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date, and modern coins, pneumostatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan. This is Teachable Moments in Business. We've been talking about reinventing oneself to, in order to keep up with the trends in business. We've talked about how to maintain your position in the marketplace and the mindset that you have to have. But so much of business is hinged upon the marketing that you do. Marketing has to be a state of mind. If you don't market, you're not going to sell. And in fact, when I teach marketing classes, I often ask my students, what the first word is that comes to mind when they hear the word marketing, and quite often they mention advertising. Well, marketing is a huge, big umbrella. Yeah, advertising can be part of it, although that's the last thing I recommend because advertising leads to spending money. So as a certified guerrilla marketing coach, I recommend that they do everything they can to build an awareness of their business through unconventional, low-cost, no-cost approaches, so that once they decide to spend money, people will say, aha, I've heard of that company. So this is something for you to ponder. Now, I have a little self-assessment that I give to my clients to get them thinking about the areas of marketing that they need to think about and to perhaps discuss with me. So I'm going to walk you through this list of 17 roadblocks to successful marketing, and we'll see how far we get here. But number one is the lack of understanding of marketing and sales. You know, marketing and selling are two separate functions. Marketing builds awareness. It gives people reasons to do business with you. It builds trust, but it also validates the buying decision, which suggests that you'll never stop marketing. But selling is really the interaction with somebody to get them to help them make the right decision to solve their problems. And it's knowing how to ask the right questions. It's knowing how to build a partnership with a client and to keep that relationship going, because it's a lot cheaper to keep a customer than it is to get new ones all the time. It costs much more to get new customers. So that's something to think about. The next one here is uncertainty regarding the next steps. So it's a good idea to put together a game plan for your marketing program. And I recommend that you use an Excel spreadsheet. And can you envision a spreadsheet wherein the left-hand column is a list of all the different tactics that you're going to be implementing based on the target audiences and the tactics and techniques that you're going to utilize to reach that target? And the subsequent 12 columns after that represent each month of the year. So if somebody, for example, if you decide that you want to do networking in different organizations, you would put networking as your tactic. And I suggest you should be networking every month. In fact, Jeffrey Gittimer talks about you should be networking 5 hours a week before and after business hours, with the goal of meeting 20 new contacts a week. That's a pretty ambitious program, but he's probably done that. That's why he's successful. So his name is Jeffrey Gittomer. It's Gitomer. But have a game plan, and I would suggest that you share that Excel spreadsheet with members of your organization so that everybody knows what everybody's doing. In fact, I have to tell you, in my pet business, there are companies that will advertise products in a trade magazine, but they don't bother to tell the salespeople or the distributors who will be stocking those products in order to make them available to the retail stores. So everybody has to be on the same page. It's really a matter of working as a team with your channel partners. Number three is that some companies have difficulty in maintaining momentum. And I guess they lose interest. But if you don't market, you're not going to sell. So you do have to have a plan. And if one marketing effort doesn't work, you try another one. One of the tips I do recommend is that you identify exactly who your target audience is and have no more than four targets, because that's going to be time, require a lot of time when you have four target audiences, because you have to reach out to them on a regular basis. So imagine that you have an X mark representing the target, and you draw a circle around that X mark, and then around that circle you have a number of marketing tactics that will be pointed or focused on the target audience. So what I'm suggesting here is that you cannot have just one marketing endeavor. You have to have multiple endeavors that create a synergy in surrounding the target audience, so that at every turn that target will see your company name somewhere, whether it's an email, a press release, a speaking engagement, meeting somebody at networking events, referrals, phone calls, flyers in the mail, newsletters. There's all kinds of things you can do. So, of course, social media is a given. So I think if you think in terms of surrounding your target audience and you have that Excel spreadsheet designed to remind you about the different targets, tactics that you're going to be doing throughout the year's time, you should be able to maintain that momentum. And by the way, please put a call to action into the marketing that you do. If you don't have a call to action or a reason for why people should knock on your door, your marketing pretty much is just saying, well, here I am. If you're ever interested, give us a call. There has to be a reason why somebody should be in touch with you. It might be to sign up for a discount. It might be to read an article on your website. It might be to enter a contest. It might be for them to post a picture, perhaps on your website. There's just all kinds of things you can do to get people to knock on your door. It's much easier than trying to find customers. I think trying to find customers for some of us is like trying to find a needle in the haystack. Number four is uncertainty regarding personal and business strengths. So what are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What do you have to fix? Do you need to take classes? Do you need to do a better job with your technology? So what is it that needs to be done in order for you to stand out from the crowd? Number five, roadblock is a procrastination. You just cannot put it off. You have to decide what you want to work on and do it. And what activities are going to be most beneficial to your business? The next one is lack of control, lack of comfort in charging for one's services. I can tell you that new businesses, especially consultants and other service providers, are not clear about how to charge their customers. There are several formulas that you can put to use in order to come up with a price. And within some industries, there will be consultants and perhaps some publications that will give you tips on how to charge for your services. But I know when I started as an independent consultant in the pet industry, I wasn't sure what to charge, and I started charging a price, and it seemed to be okay. And then I started increasing that price, and today I charge probably 2 to 3 times more than what I did originally. But once you begin to build momentum and people start talking about you and giving you referrals, I think there's a comfort level and there's trust in you that enables you to really charge what you're worth. In fact, I've heard consultants say that when they charged more money, they got more clients. So think about that. Another one is number seven, is not knowing how to ask for business. There are some people that do not know how to ask for the order. In my sales class that I teach at Raritan Valley College, it's a two-night program, That's one of the mistakes that salespeople make. They don't know how to ask for the order. So don't assume that somebody is going to tell you that they want to buy. You have to ask for the order. Another one is perfectionism, getting ready to get ready. I used to know a woman here in New Jersey. She ultimately moved to Colorado. Her name was Adrienne Zobel. She used to talk about something is better than nothing. You don't have to be perfect in your marketing. You can go through some trial and error, but doing nothing is not going to get you anywhere. So, explore, test different systems to see what's going to work for you, and have systems to work from. That's a very important thing. Also, another thing that can hold you back is lack of credibility. So, and trust. So, this is where you have to get exposure. Write articles for publications. Get involved in LinkedIn. Get involved in Facebook. All of those exposures will help to build credibility. Get involved with the organization that you're a member of. Participate. This all gives you credibility. Be a speaker. I do. I speak. In fact, I'll be speaking in March at the biggest pet industry trade show of the year. They publicize my name in the pet industry all over the United States and then some. That's to die for. It doesn't cost me anything, and I get paid to do it. So think about that. Number 11 would be some people, I guess, have the fear of being too successful or not being successful enough. So overcome your fears in other way. Number 12 is not knowing how to talk about your business. And I was listening to somebody in the booth next to me, actually 2 days ago, at the trade show at the Mohegan Sun, and somebody came in the booth and asked about the product. And the woman started saying, we do this and we do that, we have this and we have that. My opinion is that she should have first stated the problem that the manufacturer has identified and the products that were designed and built and manufactured to solve those problems. It makes a lot more sense than to say just this is what we do, this is what we do, this is what we have. Talk about the problems that your company solves, because if you don't solve a problem, you don't have a business. So I have a whole, when I teach elevator speeches, one of these days I'll give you the elevator speech here on the Teachable Moments, but talk about the problems that your company solves and then how it does it and what the benefits are that are gained from the client. I'm going to rush through the last couple ones here because we're about finished for the program today. Inability to deal with rejection. You get more no's than you get yeses. Get over it and keep on going. Number 14, absence of methods, skills, approaches for working with clients. You got to have systems. Number 15, fear of public speaking. Believe me, you got to be able to get up there and talk. And people that develop their approach in talking to the public, get over it. You have to become confident. It has to show. And number 16 is difficulty balancing service delivery with marketing. And number 16 is absence of goals and a system for accountability. You have to have goals. Otherwise, there's no way of measuring the return on your investment. So we're coming down to the wire here, and I kind of rushed through the last couple points. If you'd like to see what this list looks like, you're more than welcome to send me an email to teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com, and I'll send me your email address. I'll send this off to you. And it's the title of this assessment is called 17 Roadblocks to Successful Marketing. So you've been listening to Teachable Moments in Business. We're on every Thursday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I hope you will join me again next week, and I wish you well. Have a great weekend, and thank you for listening. Goodbye now.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.com. www.rabcoins.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
He bought a number of things, basically in his own name, over eBay, including ball bearings and other items. I think we have gotten a lot better at making sure there are tripwires when people are buying things that might be suspect. So it's a concern people have, but there are limitations to that when people are buying things that are not inherently unlawful or explosive.
U.S. Attorney Preeti Bharara speaking about the items that were bought by Ahmad Khan Rahami, the Islamic terrorist who placed bombs in New York. He says law enforcement cannot really flag items that are used by ordinary people in everyday activities just because bombers use them in their weapons. The White House dancing around the issues of riots in Charlotte, North Carolina over false narrative about a police shooting. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said there's real issues.
There are legitimate concerns about inequities in our criminal justice system. And those are difficult questions that must be confronted. They cannot be ignored.
USA Radio News.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to